Hello and welcome to the Dice Dudes Podcast. Do you like Dungeons and Dragons? And do you have ear units that can receive sound? Good! Then stay a while and enjoy the podcast.
Hello guys and welcome back to the Dice Dudes Podcast. I am Sean the Spud Dominey, and once again I am joined by Bruce Beta King Siggers.
I die inside every time you say the name of the
show. Mate, soon you'll be hard for it, I tell you what. I'll condition you to the point where you're like, it's fucking wicked, man.
I die inside.
Yeah. I'm like, where did you come up with that? I don't even want to ask the question.
Dice dudes, mate. We surf and we're dudes.
We don't surf, though.
Look. We're going to take it up just for this fucking podcast. Wow. I've surfed before. It was badly, but I surfed. Anyway.
Well, right.
Okay, we're last... moving right along. Where last we left, Porthos and Idu, they had just infiltrated the... Was it the River District?
Well, Idu didn't do much.
Well, he's claiming success. You infiltrated the River District. And assassinated a couple of orcs and took an outside outpost on your quest to assassinate this Varsi, this orc war leader chick. So a good amount of time has passed. You've had to do this very carefully.
So I guess over that time that's passed, for those listening, we've spent that time... slowly repeating the process, so...
Yep, that's what you've been doing.
We'll hide in the house we're in. I'll spend a couple of days to scout forward a bit, identify another house, infiltrate, move up. So we're slowly working our way to the cloak tower.
Righto. So
during this time, I found a plus 20 vorpal sword that I keep in my back pocket.
Yeah. Yeah. It's next to the DM's note that says, fuck yourself. So, yeah, okay. What we'll say is to venture forward. Over, it's been about a week. You're taking your time because you do not want to bring down the shitstorm because you will not get out if you're alive if they all notice you're here.
Nope.
So you've been scouting and being very cautious and moving closer and closer and closer towards your location, the Cloak Tower. Upon the third day... you saw something that you weren't aware of, and something that no one had told you of. There's a dark tower that's semi. It's quite upright, but it's sort of ruined. You know, like the top of it's sort of missing.
This is the Fallen Tower.
No, this isn't the Fallen Tower. This is another tower. You don't know what it is, but it's dark and shadowy, and it.
Why would I want to go in there?
You don't have to go there. You see it. You see it off to the side.
I see this. You see, dark, it wasn't Idu, was it?
This should be called the fucking Tower District. That's what it should be called. You've got these three towers there. You're aware of the Fallen Tower, and I've told you about that in a previous episode.
Aware of the Cloak Tower,
which is where you're headed, and this is another dark tower. You're not aware of what it's called or anything like that. You just know that it's kind of ruined and abandoned, and it looks almost magically darkened.
Oh,
in a way,
a shroud of mystery.
A shroud of mystery surrounds this tower. Ogurin.
Ogurin.
Okay, so over the week you've moved up slowly but surely, you know, getting closer and closer and closer. And I take
Don't touch the mic. I smash
the mic with my big wang. And you get to, eventually you make it to a wall, as you can see on the map here.
Wall. All this effort to get to the wall. It's the wall around the clock tower.
Yeah, okay. Basically the cloak tower is a singular tower that sits in probably another football size field, maybe two.
Right.
Grassed area.
Yeah.
There's a few trees that surround it. It's a tower that sits in that huge grass space. And all the way around it, as you can see, I'm just saying for the listeners, there is a wall.
There is a wall.
Which is pretty much the same size as the rest of the walls. You know, your big picture-like castle... sort of height walls.
I swear to God, if we get out of this alive, I'm going to carve my name in the door of the cloak tower and claim it as mine. They said I could claim anything I found. I found this tower.
I think they told you about the tower. But you'll damn well try.
Bluff.
Bluff. That's my tower. Hi. Minus 20.
It's even got my name on the door.
I didn't even know it existed until now.
Critical success.
It's mine. Quit that shit, Blizzard. Anyway, so you get to the wall. Now, it's going to be... You know, you're going to have to climb up the wall and have a gaze and have a look over and see... You started to think this is going to be more heavily guarded.
It looks to me like this wall is rubbled on one side.
Let's have a look.
It's supposed to be like, what? This is supposed to be a full wall.
On that right side, it does look rubbly. Okay. On one of the longer sides of the walls, there it looks like it's been penetrated and broken down. It's probably the main traffic area for where the many arrows orcs get in and out of the place. But the opening is quite large. It's probably
like a chasm.
Well, if it's like a football field, it's probably half.
It's
of the,
most of that wall that looks
yeah,
like a.
Yeah, it's half of like it's basically half of a football field hole gap.
Well.
So you can sneak, try to sneak through.
We'll spend a day in our house close by, and
yep.
At night I'll try and surveillance the area.
No worries.
To the left-hand corner, there looks like a big cluster of trees.
Yes, there is.
I'd like to investigate that area and see whether that will provide us with...
Enough cover?
Sufficient cover, and I can make Idu climb a tree rather than a wall.
Well, as you can see here, coming up to the Cloak Tower, there's litters of trees and bushes, and it's overgrown with time as well. So you could stealth your way up to the Cloak Tower. The main defences for the Cloak Tower have been through the district, the river district.
And so this area is not overly fortified.
It doesn't appear so, because you're never meant to get this far. There are, from what you can see, the front of the tower.
I'll tell you what, this cunt keeps taking it.
You can see two guards.
At the base of the tower?
At the base of the tower, standing next to the two double doors.
How well lit is it at night? Getting to the tower.
At night, there's torches scattered throughout. Very visible, and from what you could tell with your surveillance overnight, the guard doubles.
Oh, the guard double at night.
Yeah, because the orcs don't like the light too much.
Yeah.
You don't know what sort of defenses are on the inside of this tower, but on the outside, you've basically seen a couple of orcs at the base of the tower. Occasionally, you know, a squad of orcs will come in and out.
I guess we're going to try and use the tree line. I think we might go all the way around to the side.
Mm-hmm.
And then try and you slip through the rubble of the wall.
Sure.
And then go along the back wall where it looks like it's mostly tree and...
Yep.
It looks like there appears to be... I don't know if that's a rock or like a little house.
Let me see.
On the outside, just down there.
Oh, okay. No, I read about that. That's like a little area where supplies and stuff are dropped off. It's like a little orcish encampment. There's wagons and stuff that they use to bring supplies in and out. There's like a couple of fires there at night. But that's quite far away. The entrance to the tower is facing straight up, so it'll be there.
Yeah, so I'm talking about like taking our time and coming in and around the bottom.
You want to leave the main part, the city, and climb one of the main walls back into the city. So you want to go into the wilds, leaving the city. Not very far, like just up to the wall.
I don't even want to go out into the... Oh, actually, that's an idea. So what we might do is we might come out of there. So these trees here,
we'll
climb up into these trees onto the wall.
Uh-huh.
And then try and get... Are there orcs on top of the wall?
There are little battlements, but you can pick your way around. Because the main body of all the forces is in this district.
So what we want to do is come up these trees, get on this wall, go down along here, and go down in these trees, and then over to the tower.
Sure.
And around.
All right then, no worries.
Maybe look for a back door into the tower too.
Well, from what you can tell, yeah, you can keep that. The only doors, the only way in are these two big double doors at the base.
Well, I know that, but there's got to be a back door.
There is no back door that you can see at all.
Am I there?
Yeah, I'll say that, because you've penetrated most of it. We've done all the stealth aspects and you've been rolling well. So I'll say that you guys get there.
So there's no back door.
There's no back door. There are two double doors in.
I'm going to have a word for the mayor. That's bullshit.
Well, it's not the mayor's tower. It's magician's tower. Magic users' towers.
Fucking wizards.
Yeah, mate. Who needs fucking doors when you're a wizard, eh?
Or why are there any doors anyway?
That's a good point. Fucking wizards. There are no doors now. They disappear.
Sweet, we're coming to the top.
Fucking orcs. Taking the doors. Okay, so basically, what you will see now is... it's going to be hard because we're not on the same edge of the table. This is what you can see. This is the two doors.
Obviously can't see inside, or are there no doors?
You can't see.
Are there actually no doors?
There are two doors. Oh. There are two doors. And there is an orc here and here.
Oh.
At the doors. Right. They're at the door. The doors. You can take them from range. You do notice orcish bell with a string hanging down from it.
That's not good. Pretty sure they ring that bell. It's all over for us. Righty ho then.
What's the plan?
I'm gonna get you to up against the tower.
Uh-huh.
And I'm gonna go into those trees.
Sure.
And I'm gonna shoot one of them.
You're gonna stealth?
I'm gonna shoot at one of them and see what happens.
Okay. All right then. So we'll go. I'll give you a surprise. I'll give you a surprise round.
Well, we're gonna hope that they run past Idu and don't ring the bell.
Okay. No.
If they ring the bell, then I don't know. We'll go from there. All right.
What? It's changing tactics.
What's the bell held up with?
It's just attached to the wall. It looks like it's just a metal spike has been just hammered into the stone between the mortar and the stone, and it's hanging off.
Okay. That's all right. Ah, shot to the vase.
All right. The orcs themselves, they appear to have relatively heavy-ish armor. They're both wearing chainmail.
Yep.
One of them's clutching a two-handed orcish axe.
Yep.
And he looks pretty...
pretty tough.
Pretty tough. And the other, he appears to be holding a short bow, and he's got a couple of short swords strapped to his sides.
Right. So, I'm going to climb up the tree.
You're going to climb up a tree? Yep, that's fine. There's all those trees around there.
I'm going to then try and conceal myself in the tree.
All right. Okay, well, I'll get you to roll a...
a hide?
Hide, yes.
Which is stealth, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah! Okay, cool. So that will be a 29 for my hide.
Okay.
This cable is giving me the dick bags.
This is giving you the dick bags, it's mine.
Dick bags, cable. And then once I'm hidden, I'm going to take my shot and then see what happens.
Okay, no worries. You are hidden.
As far as I'm aware.
As far as you're aware. Oh, fuck. Okay. It doesn't appear that anyone has seen you.
Awesome.
The orcs are just chatting with each other in orcish, which is like a very foul, grunty language.
Fucking foul.
You don't speak orc, do you?
No.
Okay.
So I'm going to use precision shot with some poison.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be taking a shot at the bigger of the two, like the...
one wielding the two-handed double axe?
Yeah, the one wielding the double axe. And that is going to be a 27 versus reflex.
That is a hit.
So he takes 11 damage from the bolt.
Uh-huh. As the bolt strikes him. And this is a poison that you're using, of course. Fucking poison beast.
He takes 23 poison damage and an ongoing 5 acid damage.
Okay.
There's a -4 to his first saving throw against the poison.
Okay. He is bloodied with that one hit.
And now I'm just going to wait and see what happens.
Okay. As a surprise round, Idu charges from his cover.
Oh, Idu!
He charges from his cover towards the orc.
I'm going to use my minor knack for success as I see him charging and give him a +2 to his attack.
Okay, no worries. He charges towards the other, the one with the bow. As he's charging forward, he glows.
He trips and falls. Fuck it, Idu!
Fucking hell, Idu! He brings forth his massive scimitar and lands a fucking epic blow onto the archer. And he rolls, I know, it's maximum damage. He absolutely pwns this guy. He hits the guy and slides him 2 squares away from the bell and knocks him prone with this attack.
Idu
uses his action point.
Oh.
He takes a swipe at the wounded orc that you hit.
He has a +2 as well, remember?
Yep, oh, he doesn't need it. He rolled really well. He's got a +9 attack with this weapon.
Oh, Jesus.
And he's just going to use... he's just going to use a standard melee. It's fucking business time for Idu.
He's just going to use his at-will power.
Okay, and he drops this guy that you just took.
Jesus.
He cuts him in half. So, now it is initiative.
Oh, that's not great.
Idu's initiative was terrible as well. So, Idu... Okay, what's yours?
18.
So, what do you mean that's not great? That's good.
I only rolled an 8.
Oh, you fucking hell. Jesus. Okay, this orc, this prone orc. Alright, we have a tie on initiative between you and this orc.
Roll offs.
No, your actions will go simultaneously. The orc's action, he will stand up.
I'm firing a bolt at him.
Okay. Let's see if that hits to start with.
It will be 21 versus reflex.
That is a hit.
8 damage.
Alright, he is bloodied. Is that all?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep, he stands up, which is his move action. He, as a miner, will switch from his bow and draw his 2 swords.
Standing up is his move action.
Yeah, standing up is his move action, yep. As a miner, he draws both of his weapons. And he's going to make an attack against Idu. Oh, no, he can't.
He's
Idu,
at least 2 squares
he's
away.
He's 2 squares away.
he's going to stand up and draw his weapon.
He's going to stand up and draw his weapons. And look, actually, he's probably looking a bit confused. And he shakes his head confused. All right. So it's back to you in initiative.
No, Idu, mate.
Oh, it's Idu now, isn't it? Yeah, okay. Idu takes a couple of steps forward. And starts to glow. He goes to strike with his massive scimitar, and it lets go of it.
Oh, fuck!
And it falls out of his hands and clang. It just flies out of his hands and clangs against the tower. He looks a bit shocked that he fucking munted it up so badly. Idu rolled a critical fail on his attack and threw his weapon away. It is now you and the orc. Okay.
Oh, dear.
The orc moves towards the bell for his move action.
No, he doesn't! I am going to fire a bolt at him with some ID moss powder.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that'll hit. 27 versus reflex.
That's a hit.
Six, the bolt does 6 damage.
Uh-huh.
And then he takes an additional 18 poison damage.
Cool. He's well bloodied.
Got it. Yeah. And an ongoing 5 psychic damage.
Okay.
So if he goes at the same time as me,
yeah,
he takes 5 psychic damage.
He dies. You put him down. You have just destroyed these two orcs.
Can't have him ringing that bell.
Inu just ran in, fucking killed one of them, knocked the other one prone, and pushed him away. Well, okay, with the flurry of strikes, Porthos and Idu. Porthos in his tree, fucking snipes one of them. One takes some damage. Idu explodes from just around the corner of the tower.
Throws his scimitar away.
Charges. butchers. Smacks one of them super hard, pushing him back. The orc flies over to the ground, swings around with another cut, kills the other one.
And then he threw his scimitar away.
Then he throws his scimitar into the wall, looks confused, and Porthos finishes the orc off with a shot precisely to the neck, and you can see as the orc is falling to the floor, the acid eating away, and you're starting to see the inside of his throat and the bones around his collar.
Yeah, that's what he gets. Not ringing that bell.
All right, there you go. You are now out the front.
We're going to climb down the tree.
On the tower. You're going to climb down the tree? Yep.
Look at Idu and point to his scimitar that's on the ground by the tower and just...
He walks over and retrieves it. He shrugs and he goes, I do not know, my friend. I had a moment. It was not glorious.
Maybe we should get some string and tie your sword to your hand.
This is not the time for this.
That is a joke.
Is it? I should be familiar with your humour by now, my friend, but I am not.
So, Idu, can you pull the middle of that bell out without making any noise?
Yeah, it's not put in there very well. He grabs the... It's quite a big bell.
Yeah.
You know, it's like one of those big bells you see in like a clock tower sort of thing. Actually, no, not that big, but like a...
clock tower.
You know, like the town criers, like... Hey. Slightly bit bigger than that. He grabs a thing on the inside of it so it doesn't make any noise, and he loosens the peg, which just falls out. He takes the bell.
Rip the middle out and throw it away.
And he takes the middle of it out, and he puts it in the bush. He throws it in the bush nearby. So you are out the front of the cloak tower at the bottom. You can see that the cloak tower's super, super tall. And the tower goes straight up, and then the top, you could imagine the top of the tower is more bulbous.
Yeah.
At the top, it sort of goes out. It's like a cylinder with like a bulbous part on the top up to a point. You kind of guess that, you know, maybe...
Probably where we need to go.
Yeah, maybe there's 4 or 5 stories in this tower, or levels to this tower.
We can scale the outside of the tower and go in a window up top.
No. No, it really doesn't.
That's disappointing. Because that's what I was going to do.
Yeah, it would be... Yeah, it would be incredibly hard. There's not really anywhere to...
I'll give it a shot.
There's not really any windows apart from...
To throw me up there.
He probably could, actually. He's quite strong, old Idu.
We'll quickly search the bodies.
Okay. There's...
For anything of
there's
value.
Pouches on them. There's about 70 gold pieces.
Yep.
And there's their weapons, which is a walk axe, and you two aren't fussed on their weapons. One of them's got a gold earring in the top of his ear with a little garnet in it.
Gold earring?
Yeah, with a garnet. That's probably worth about 15 gold, and that's it for these two.
Alright.
Alright, you now have a set of double doors in front of you that open into the tower.
I am... Fuck it.
Yeah?
Whatever's in there is gonna... As soon as we open the door, is going to try and destroy us.
Mm-hmm.
I am gonna get Idu to push the door open, and I'm gonna shoot the first orc I see.
Okay. I'll get you to roll a perception for me, and Idu will do the same. Fucking hell, Idu, you can't see shit.
Idu's a blind man.
Pretty much.
25.
Alright, that's pretty good. Okay, that's actually just enough. Idu is about to press his hand onto the door, and you notice around the line of it, like a glint, like a... It's kind of like a neon glint around the door.
Oh,
you recognise it as a magical trap of some description.
I'll stop him instantly.
Okay. He pulls his hand away at the last minute and goes, what? What is this?
Get that orc and throw him at the door.
What?
Just do it. Actually, it's stealth these days, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or is it?
Thievery if you want to try to disarm the trap.
Thievery for disarm. It's a magical trap, though.
That's okay.
Oh, you can still do it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to give a shot. I'm trying to disarm the trap.
Okay.
Oh, better than I thought. That will be 18 plus 6.
Okay, that's enough. The DC was 20.
Yep.
Okay, you get closer to the door and you look around it. At the top of the door frame, there are three magical glyphs that have been drawn on in like a chalk, in like orcish. You know that to disarm it, all you have to do is either say something or you can rub out the glyphs.
All right.
You can rub one of them out.
Dodgy orc traps.
Yeah, pretty much. But you know, like if you hadn't been looking,
yeah,
they weren't very big. They were kind of like little orc letters.
Yeah.
So you rub one of them out and you see the sheen around the door disappear. So now you have the big double doors with rings.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So it looks like it opens inwards. So Idu just has to push it open. Excellent. We'll stop the laptops talking to each other.
I'm going to look at you and go, do you want to try and sneak in or charge in?
Well, you know which I would prefer, my friend.
All right, open the door.
Idu says, we will do this for all of our friends here in Neverwinter.
Do we have any friends in Neverwinter?
We will after today. Let us go, my friend.
I'll pull my crossbow out, load it with a bolt.
Nolora, give us good fortune. And you see his massive arms. He just goes and throws the doors open.
Thank you for listening to the Dice Dudes podcast. We hope that you found your experience enjoyable and that your ear units are full of glorious D&D juice. See you next time on the Dice Dudes podcast.